This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. An app called Lemonade allows women to access a doctor via the internet and obtain prescriptions for birth control without a doctor's visit. Doctors Without Borders, one of Europe's biggest charities, says it will refuse to take millions of dollars from the European Union to protest the bloc's policies on refugees and migrants. A 15-hour filibuster by a Democratic senator from Connecticut led to an agreement that votes would be allowed on four gun control amendments, so the Senate Republicans rejected all of them, including selling guns to people on the terror watch list. In a 5-3 decision of the Supreme Court, police were given more powers to stop people on the street and question them even if they are doing nothing wrong. In New Orleans, smoking marijuana will now get you off with a summons and a small fine by city police. But if arrested by state police, you could get up to 8 years, complicating things in the French Quarter where some state police are assigned. Trump dumped his campaign manager in an effort to reset his campaign for the general election. In the U.S., 12% of 25 to 54-year-old men were neither looking for work or working in 2014. That number was 7% in Spain and France and 4% in Japan, despite more generous social safety nets that some might think would make it easier to drop out of the workforce. Exercise reduces all causes of mortality by 27% and cardiac mortality by 31%. Victories by the upstart Young Party five-star movement in Rome and Turin, along with similar victories in runoff races in 17 smaller towns, suggest that Italian voters were turning to young and experienced parties to get a distance from Italy's established political class. Donald Trump's campaign began June with $1.3 million in cash on hand, trailing Hillary Clinton by more than $41 million, according to new filings. The deficit is the worst disadvantage of any major party nominee in recent history, endangering his candidacy and the GOP. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.